From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the day.
Very good morning, Mike.
Services sector 47.5. I know that's not good.
No, it's not. No, there's so much talk at the moment, isn't it, about the sort of economic recovery. And we got a wee reminder yesterday that it's going to take a while for us to see sort of broad-based and sustained, you know, evidence of that recovery. So you are referring, Mike, to the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index, which follows on from the manufacturing index released on Friday, which dipped back into contraction. And the services sector, unfortunately, also still in contraction. And that contraction just gripped a little bit harder in August than it did in July. So, and we know it's a big part of the New Zealand economy. So, yep, 47.5, you've given us the number, Mike. That fell 1.4 points from 48.9 in July. And to give you some context, the long-term average for this data series is 52.9, so we're a fair way away from that. If we break it down into its components, the activity sales, which you want to see lifting, they're at 46.2, which fell from 47.5. New orders, obviously vital. You're not going to get a growth in the future unless you get those new orders lifting. They also fell from 49.9 to 47.8. Employment did lift a little bit, 48.3 from 47.3. Now, comments from respondents reference widespread pressures still, Mike, still from inflation, high interest rates, cost of living impacts, and weak consumer sentiment. And if I look at the services sectors around the world, Mike, there's an average there of 53.4. So we are an international outlier in the services sector. You wrap it together with the manufacturing index and you get this composite index on a GDP weighted basis, 47.9, down from 49.4. So in the last 2 years, we've had barely a flicker in that composite index. So what I would say, Mike, is collectively, I think we're getting a little bit impatient to see these proverbial green shoots. And I actually think we need to ditch that term a little bit because okay, it's starting to get a little bit tired. But we want to see them, don't we? We want to feel good about them. We want to get confident about them. The reality is, I think it's going to be a patchy and a stuttering process. And we probably just have to continue to be patient.
Which is why we love the farmers.
And the farmers don't need to be patient, do they? Because the farmers are happy. The Rabobank Rural Confidence Survey. So primary producers, and this is important, Mike, across all sectors. It's not just the dairy farmers. It's meat as well. It's the growers as well. They're all looking favourably at the 12 months ahead. Major source of optimism, and there's no clues for getting this right. It's high commodity prices. They remain confident about their own business performance. And what's really important is their investment intentions, which speaks to confidence. They rose at the previous survey. They've held there. They're at the strongest level they've been since 2018. Look, there was a question asked in here about what do the farmers think about tariffs. The question is, it was a mixed response, mixed concerns, but they're not overly concerned there. They're at the headline level. Farmer confidence is at plus 46, second highest net recording in the last 10 years. It was only higher in 2017. Fourth consecutive quarter of elevated farmer sentiment. 51% of farmers are now expecting performance of the broader agri economy to prove in the year ahead. So, you know, high milk price. And actually, when you look ahead for the dairy farmers in particular, that high milk price should continue. Not only that, from the sale of the consumer division, they're going to get a capital return as well. So, yep, happy days for the farmers. And thank goodness that they're in good shape.
That's the truth. We've got the dairy tomorrow, haven't we?
We have, yep.
Okay, we'll stand by for that. You'll be onto that, won't you?
Of course.
Exactly. China. I read you say, so the China slowdown. How long's the China slowdown been going on? Seems like it's been slowing down for years.
Well, actually, it has. And an interesting aside here. So what did China have? China had a massive asset bubble in the property, and it just takes a long time to come out of that. What did we have? We had a massive asset price bubble as well. Yeah, big data dump yesterday. Industrial production up 5.2% year on year. That's the smallest gain since August last year. Retail sales grew 3.4% year on year to August. That was below expectations and fell from a 3.7% gain the previous month. Expansion in fixed asset investment year to date, 0.5%, worst reading for that period since 2020. Look, there have been various economists and analyst responses to this, but what it looks like is we got a little bit confident in the first half of the year there might be a little bit of growth. There's concern now the second half of the year in China is actually going to reverse that, and they're going to see a slowdown, and it may be quite a sharp slowdown. We don't want to see that, actually.
Numbers, please.
So the Dow Jones has fallen just slightly, but it was a fairly subdued start to the week. The Dow Jones is down 2 points, 45,832. The S&P 500 is up 0.4%. 29.6613, and the NASDAQ is up 0.81%, 22,321. The FTSE 100 down 6, 9277. The Nikkei up 0.89%, 44,768. Shanghai Composite lost 0.25%, 3860. And the Australasian market's quiet to start the week, 8853 on the ASX 200. That's down 12 points. And the NZX 50 down 20 points, 0.15%, 13,208. Kiwi against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.5974, 0.8951 against the Aussie, 0.5074 euro, 0.4389 pounds, 87.98 Japanese yen, gold, $3,681, and Brent crude behaving itself, $67.61.
Go well, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.